What better a night to chase after a victory than on a winning Wednesday at Atrium Health Ballpark? The Kannapolis Cannonballers battle against the Down East Wood Ducks for the second time this week. Six total on the week. This is game two here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The final week of action between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the 2023 season. We'll see a new arm of the bump for Kannapolis and a whole bunch of fresh faces in the lineup for Down East tonight as the Ballers in search of their fourth victory in a row. Down East looking to avoid dropping game two of this six-game set. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast on Bally Live and MILB.TV. Free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helote, bringing you all the action from live here in Kannapolis. Ballers picking up the big win last night, 3-1 your final score, back by six shutout innings from Drew McDaniel on the mound. A fantastic start for the righty, but tonight turn things over, and the new arm on the mound for Kannapolis is making his single A level debut is the righty Aldrin Batista, wearing number 28 on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He is 0-0 with a 0 ERA. Obviously, this is his first start at the single A level. He spent some time earlier this season in the Arizona Complex League with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He will offer tonight's first pitch to Connor Piotto. First pitch at 94 miles an hour on a fastball is in there for a called strike, 0-1 count. First pitch time tonight is 7:02. Connor Piotto, the DH, will lead it off tonight. Had the night off yesterday. Back in the lineup tonight for Carlos Maldonado and the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. He fouls off the 0-1. It's 0-2. Now on the DH, Connor Piotto. Piotto, Miguel Villarroel, and Adanyar Cueva. Due up in the order here in this top of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pleasure to have you join us. 0-2. This one's a bit outside from Batista at 95 miles an hour, making a 1-2 count on Connor Piotto. Piotto, the DH tonight, listed at 5'9", from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, just outside of Toronto. 1-2, Batista's pitch delivered. This one's poked down the left field line, hooking foul, though, and it'll land in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Count will run to 1-2, and it'll stay there on the DH, Piotto. Aldrin Batista, listed at 6'2", 185-pound righty, 20 years of age. He's from Azua, Dominican Republic. He spent 2022 at the highest level in the Dominican Summer League with the Los Angeles Dodgers organization, one of two former Dodgers on the current Kannapolis Cannonballers roster. 1-2 fastball up and away. Now 2-2 on Connor Piotto. Again, Batista and Horacio Andujar, two former farmhands in the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. 2-2 count. The righty sets on the mound, working at his pace. A slow one at that. 2-2 on the way. Fastball is just a bit low and inside at 95 miles an hour. Count will run to 3-2 now on Connor Piotto. Batista making his first appearance of 2023 at the single-A level. He was dealt by the Los Angeles Dodgers along with the righty Maximo Martinez on August 4th as this 3-2 grounded up the middle into center for a base hit. Connor Piotto has the first hit of the night. It's a leadoff single for the Down East Wood Ducks. So one on and nobody out. And due up is the second baseman in Miguel Villarroel. Villarroel steps in. He had a opportunity last night to extend his on-base streak, and he did just that. Seven games in a row now, he's reached base for Down East. Second baseman will dig in for Down East. Piotto is at first against the righty Aldrin Batista. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one's up and inside. It gets by the catcher, Harris. That'll allow Piotto to head to second. It'll be a wild pitch off of the arm of Aldrin Batista. So now all of a sudden, a runner in scoring position for Down East with nobody out in this top of the first inning. Villarroel, second baseman, is at the plate. And then batting third on deck is Adanyar Cueva, the shortstop. Batting fourth is the third baseman in Glader Figueroa. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Anthony Gutierrez. Left fielder, Tommy Specht, will bat sixth. Batting seventh is the catcher, Ian Mulder. Batting eighth, right fielder, Quincy Scott. And batting ninth, first baseman, Zion Bannister. For the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. 1-0 count, looking for the signs. Batista's pitch delivered. A fastball is outside, but on the corner, though. Count will run even now to 1-1. Winning Wednesday at Atrium Health Ballpark. Basically, that means you show up, here to the ballpark. You attend the game, and if the Ballers win, well, you win. You get a free ticket to next Wednesday's game, and it happens to be next Wednesday against the Carolina Mudcats. 1-1. Grounded a short, playable for Gonzalez to his left a little bit, sets his feet across the first, he goes for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Miguel Villarroel. That'll be a one down and a runner now on third base as Pioto moves up. The runner on third, one down, and Daniel Cueva is due up. So Daniel Cueva will get an opportunity to bat with one out and a runner on third for Down East. Batista led the Arizona Complex League in strikeouts in 39 innings pitched, 54 strikeouts as Cueva hacks to the first pitch he sees. This one's in the right center. Center fielder Eddie Park comes in a few steps, makes the grab for the out. Tagging from third is Pioto. Throw comes in from the outfield, but it won't be in time. It'll be a sacrifice fly for Daniel Cueva, and Down East has taken the lead here in this top of the first inning. Runner scores. Glaner Figueroa will step in. Nobody on base, and a two down. So Pioto scores on a sack fly from Daniel Cueva. And now Glaner Figueroa steps in, and with nobody on base, two down, and Down East Wood Ducks striking first early against Aldrin Batista. Pitch delivered is on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1 on the third baseman Glaner Figueroa. Figueroa, the number 15 overall prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. They have three top prospects from Texas's system all in the lineup tonight. Do the Wood Ducks pitch outside from Batista, 1-1 on Figueroa. Defensive setup for the Ballers tonight. We'll give it to you after the 1-1 from Batista. Lifted high and foul down the left field line by Glaner Figueroa, a 1-2 count. Now on the Wood Ducks, third baseman, left to right in the outfield, Chris Lanzilli, Eddie Park, and Ryan McCarthy. Left to right in the infield, it's Mario Camiletti. Jacob Gonzalez, Jordan Sprinkle makes his Ballers return. And at first is Ryan Galaney in his Ballers debut, Calvin Harris behind the dish. 1-2, lifted in the center, Eddie Park to his left a little bit. Has in his eyes, has in his hands. Four out, number three. Another fly out in the center, this time it's Glaner Figueroa. And that's the third out of this first inning. Ballers a trail now 1-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. A sacrifice fly from the shortstop in Daniel Cueva makes it now a bottom of the first ball game we go. Down East leads 1-0. The righty Aiden Curry on the mound for Down East when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. 1-0 Wood Ducks on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mario Camiletti, Jacob Gonzalez, and Calvin Harris do a bottom of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail the Down East Wood Ducks 1-0 already here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Winning Wednesday, second of six total on the week for these two sides as Camiletti steps in for the first time tonight. He'll face off against the righty and Aiden Curry on the mound. His first pitch of the night is a fastball up and away, making a 1-0 count on Mario Camiletti. Aiden Curry, the number 27 overall prospect in the Texas Rangers organization make another start tonight. His 1-0 is on the inside corner now to Camilleni, making a 1-1 account. On to Camilleni, the leadoff batter. Aiden Curry, the tall righty, 6'5", 205-pound, 21-year-old. A product of Fordham Prep High School in New York, New York. Pitch is inside, a 2-1 count. Now on Mario Camilleni. 21 years of age, born July 25th of 2002 in Ossining, New York. 2-1 pitch by Curry is lifted high and foul by Camilleni. 2-1. Moves to now 2-2. Curry is 6-2 on the year, a 2.08 ERA. He has been sharp on the mound for Down East. This is game number 17 for him on the season and a start number 13. 2-2 pitch from Curry. Camilleni grounds to second. Villarroel to his left field, and across the first he goes for the out. It's a little 4-3 ground out for Mario Camilleni. First out is now had. So one down, and Jacob Gonzalez will dig in. So Jacob Gonzalez, the shortstop, will step in. First-round selection by the White Sox in 2023 out of Ole Miss. Actually, the first Ole Miss Rebel ever to be drafted in the first round of the MLB draft. First pitch is a little bit low, but in there for a called strike by Curry. A 1-1 your count on the baller's lefty bat of Jacob Gonzalez. Curry sets 0-1 on the way. Fastball up and away, making now a 1-1 count on Gonzalez. Curry, as mentioned, has had a good start to the year. 6-2, a 2.08 ERA. Got off to a quick start, and he's only solidified it as of late. 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez. This one's lifted high and foul. Count will run to 1-2. Entering tonight, Aiden Curry on a 23 2/3 innings pitched scoreless streak. He has not allowed an earned run since June 14th at home against, guess who, Kannapolis. It was Tim Elko that hit a homer, and it was the last guy to get runs off of Aiden Curry in a earned fashion. Pitches low and inside to Gonzalez, a 2-2 count. Curry has been sensational on the mound. A 1-0 in the month of August. Pitches up and away to Gonzalez. Count will run full, one down. Curry trying to work quickly on the mound. ERA at 2.08 entering tonight. Last time out, five shutout innings for the righty. 3-2 grounded to second. Again, Villarroel makes the play. Wild throw at first. Pulls him off the bag. It'll be an E4, allowing Jacob Gonzalez to reach. So it'll be a E4. Gonzalez is on base for the first time tonight with an error on the throw from Villarroel. So one on and one down, and due up is the barehanded backstop in Calvin Harris. So Calvin Harris will dig in with a runner on and one down. A big spot here for the baller's catcher. Harris bats third. Eddie Park awaiting on deck will bat fourth. First pitch to Calvin Harris is in there on a breaking ball from Curry. Called strike. It's 0-1 on Calvin Harris. Eddie Park awaits on deck batting cleanup. Batting fifth is the second baseman in Jordan Sprinkle. Batting a sixth is the first baseman making his baller's debut. It is Ryan Galaney. 0-1 from Curry. This one is tapped foul. It'll be an 0-2 count on Calvin Harris. 7-8-9 in the order. Chris Lanzilli, left fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Ryan McCarthy. And batting ninth is the DH in Juan Gonzalez for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. 0-2 count, one down. Curry's pitch delivered to Harris. This one's grounded sharply to short. Played by Cueva. Takes it to second for one on to first. It's a wild throw. Harris won't move. He'll retreat to first. And it'll be a one out recorded on the play. So a wild throw from the shortstop in Cueva. Got a little too fancy with it. So it's now just two outs in the frame. Eddie Park will step in with a runner on and two down. Eddie Park will step in with a runner on. At first, it's Calvin Harris reaching for the first time tonight. Extends his streak to now six. in a row. He has reached in. Park will lift the first pitch in a center. Hit right to Gutierrez, though, who drives over from center into left center and makes the out. It's a F8 in the book for the center fielder, Eddie Park. That'll be three outs now in this bottom of the first inning. Well, Ballers still trail 1-0. Headed to the top of the second we go. Kannapolis still with a lot of time. They get a few runners on, but that's about it here in this bottom of the first inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. 1-0 Wood Ducks lead. Top of the second inning, Aldrin Batista back on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch to Anthony Gutierrez is waved at and missed. 0-1 on Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder. It'll be Gutierrez, Smectin, Ian Moeller due up. Top of the second, Ballers trail 1-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitches have been outside, but in there, called strike 0-2 now on Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder. Aldrin Batista in his second inning of action allowed a run across the board in the first inning against the Wood Ducks. 0-2. This one swung and missed. He struck him out. First strikeout in the book for Aldrin Batista in the single-A level after he led the Complex League in strikes out. Picks up his first tonight. Anthony Gutierrez down, waving and missing. One down. Tommy Specht is due up. Tommy Specht will dig in with nobody on base and one down. Batista looking in for the sign. Specht, the lefty bat. Here is the first pitch. This one is fouled straight back over my head. Count will run to 0-1 on Tommy Specht, the left fielder. Batista picks up his first strikeout of the night with a little swing and miss strikeout of Anthony Gutierrez. 0-1. Breaking ball a little bit outside and running to an even 1-1 count now on Tommy Specht. Ian Moeller, catcher, awaits on deck. Specht from Dubuque, Iowa. The 1-2 combo of Dubuque, Iowa natives back-to-back in the lineup in Specht and Ian Moeller. As this one is a bit outside, 2-1 on Tommy Specht. No runners on, four down east, one down, top of the second. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network tonight, 2-1. This one is a bit outside. It'll be a 3-1 now on the Wood Ducks left fielder. Ballers working to get their fourth win in a row tonight. It would be their fourth win in a row with a victory tonight. They trail 1-0 early, though. Pitch is grounded weakly to first, played by Galini, and he'll step on the mound in the bag at first for the out. Little 3-U ground out for Tommy Speck. Two down now, and nobody on base for the catcher in Ian Moeller. And Ryan Galini, the 13th round pick in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox at first base, making his debut for Wofford Terrier from just down the road. We'll see him bat next half inning. First pitch to the catcher, Ian Moeller, is on the outside corner, 0-1 on the Wood Ducks backstop, and Ian Moeller. Moeller is in his second season here with Down East, a fourth-round pick in 2021. Pitch is in there on the outside corner, 0-2 on Ian Moeller, the catcher. Aldrin Batista making quick work here of Moeller. Quincy Scott awaiting on deck, the right fielder. Batista working from the line, 0-2. Here is the pitch. Chop towards the third. Camaletti will play in a few steps. Has to throw the first in a rush, but he gets there in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out for Ian Moeller. A 1-2-3 frame for Aldrin Batista on the mound. That'll send us into the bottom of the second inning. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling for the second time this week. Aiden Curry back on the mound. And do up for the Ballers. Sprinkle, Galani, and Lanzilli when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jordan Sprinkle, Ryan Galani, Chris Lanzilli due up here in this bottom of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on the losing side right now. 1-0 Down East on top here in this bottom of the second inning. The Ballers need a first base coach. Going out is Christopher DeGuzman, and it'll be bottom of the second inning with Sprinkle, Galani, and Lanzilli digging in. Aiden Curry, so far so good, still on a scoreless streak now, 24 and two-thirds innings on the mound for the righty. His first pitch to Sprinkle is in there on a called strike, 0-1 on our good buddy Jordan Sprinkle. He makes his return to a Ballers uniform after about 2 months ago and a bit of an injury on a play in extra innings against the Lynchburg Hillcats. He fouls the 0-1 off, 0-2 on a Sprinkle. Suffered a wrist injury slotting into third base in an extra inning matchup against Lynchburg. Ended up recovering out in Arizona for a few months and is back now here in Kannapolis, 0-2. This one's grounded sharply to short. Cueva with a routine play sets and throws the first in time for the out. It'll be a 6-3 ground out for Jordan Sprinkle. One out now, and due up is Ryan Galani, the first baseman. So Ryan Galani will dig in first to at bat as a Kannapolis Cannonballer, coming out with the Lil Uzi Vert walk-up song. I respect it. First pitch on the way, low and outside from Curry, a 1-0 count now on the former Wofford Terrier in Ryan Galani. 13th round pick in 2023, the first ever Wofford Terrier to be drafted by the Chicago White Sox. He was the 2023 SoCon Player of the Year, a very highly talented prospect out of the SoCon, as this one is outside, 2-0. Now on to Ryan Galani. In his Wofford career, 151 games, he batted .339. Did Galani swings the 2-0 and fouls it off. A 2-1 count on the first baseman in Ryan Galani. Batted .339 in 151 games with 173 hits, 34 homers. 2-1 is in there for a called strike from Curry, even at 2-2 now On the Ballers, first baseman Chris Lanzilli, left fielder awaits on deck. Bottom of the second, Ballers still trailing, a 1-0. Curry's pitch delivered. This one's a bit low and outside. A good take from Galani, even now to a full count at 3-2. Lanzilli awaiting on deck in his last 10 games is Ted Williams. He's batting 400. 3-2 from the righty Curry. This one is weakly tapped to short. Going to be a tough play for Cueva. Cut off by Figueiredo, and he'll have no throw. An infield single for Ryan Galani. 1-for-1 now in his Ballers career. After a bit of a miscommunication in the infield by the Wood Ducks left side of the infield, Galani's on with a single. One on now and one down for the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. So Lanzilli stands in for his first at-bat of the night against Aiden Curry. Lanzilli, again, as mentioned, over his last 10 games, batting 400 with a team high in 14 hits. Also 11 RBI. First pitch from the Ronnie Curry is low and outside. Count will run to 1-0 on the left fielder, Lanzilli. Last night for Chris Lanzilli, 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts, actually lost his on-base percentage a couple of notches down and lost his hit streak, 1-0. This one's sharply grounded towards short. Cueva underhands the second for one on to first, and it's an ending double play. A little 6-4-3 ground out double play for Lanzilli. Three outs now in the bottom of the second. We're through two here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's Kannapolis 0 and Down East 1 on both sides with one hit apiece. Aldrin Batista will return to the mound when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, top of the third for Down East. It's Scott Bannister and Pioto when we come back here in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Quincy Scott gets his first turn here at Atrium Health Ballpark. His first pitch delivered is in there for a called strike, 0-1. On the right fielder, Quincy Scott, it'll be Scott Bannister and Pioto due up for the Down East Wood Ducks. Wood Ducks on top, 1-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The 0-1 is a bit low and outside, a 1-1 count on the right fielder in Quincy Scott. One of the newest adds to the Wood Ducks roster, a ninth round pick in 2023. From Escondido, California, is a Quincy Scott. A pitch is in there on a 1-1 count now. It's a 1-2 on the Wood Ducks right fielder. Quincy Scott, a ninth-round pick and a 20-23 by the Texas Rangers. 1-2. This one swung and missed. He struck him out. It's another punch out for Aldrin Batista, his second of the night. It'll be one down now, and two up is Zion Bannister, the first baseman. So two punch-outs so far on the night for the righty arm of Aldrin Batista in his first start in a Kannapolis Cannonballer uniform. The righty has impressed so far in this one. Pitch on the way from the righty, waved and a missed. A 0-1 count now, as it'll be an 0-1 count on Bannister. Aldrin Batista dealt by the Los Angeles Dodgers along with righty Maximo Martinez. Those two traded to the White Sox in exchange for international signing bonus slot money. 0-1, the righty's pitch delivered, waved and a miss on a breaking ball, 0-2 on a Zion Bannister. Bannister, the first baseman, stepping in. On deck is the DH in Connor Piotto. As time called to the plate by the home plate umpire tonight in Rafael Veneta, out and calling balls and strikes. In the infield tonight is Travis Roberson, the two umpires as assigned by the Carolina League. Pitch delivered, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. How about three punch outs on the night for Aldrin Batista? All swinging and missing. He gets Scott and now Zion Bannister here in this third inning. So two outs now and nobody on base. Due up is the DH in Connor Piotto. DH Connor Piotto steps in. The only hit of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. Came back in the first inning, a leadoff single off of Batista. First pitch grounded foul down the third baseline, an 0-1 count on the DH Connor Piotto. Aldrin Batista, first time through the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Allowing just the one single, he's faced one above the minimum. 0-1 count, the righty stares into the glove up near the chin. Now he'll work from the line. 0-1 in the way. Fastball is up and away at 96 miles an hour. A 1-1 count now due on the DH in Connor Piotto. Undrafted free agent signee in 2021 by the Texas Rangers. Piotto's pitch from Batista waved at a missed 1-2 on the Wood Ducks leadoff batter. Piotto's average at the 278 mark on the season so far. 1-2 count, 2 outs from the line. Here is the offering. Grounded sharply foul down the third baseline. Keep it at 1-2 and we'll do it again. DH Piotto is staying alive. The lefty bat. Wood Ducks with a few lefty bats on the top of their lineup. The ballers, though, definitely reigning supreme there. Their first four batters all lefties. 1-2 count, 2 outs. Batista stands in looking for the signs against Connor Piotto. From the line, 1-2. Check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire. The infield umpire, Travis Roberson. And now Connor Piotto is arguing with the home plate umpire, Rafael Veneta, and he is not thrilled with the call at all. He's going to retreat back to the dugout, and that is 3 outs here in this top of the third inning. So, ballers will send 3 to the plate. In the bottom of the third will be McCarthy, Gonzalez, and Camilletti when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Aiden Curry back on the mound after 3 strikeouts. From Aldrin Batista in the top of the third.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan McCarthy, Juan Gonzalez, Mario Camilletti do up here in this bottom of the third inning. Ballers still trail 1-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Aiden Curry returns to the mound, his third inning of work against the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. So far through two innings is still shut out Kannapolis. McCarthy grounds this one through, though, into right for a leadoff single. One pitch, and it's a single on the board for Ryan McCarthy. One for one. Now due up is a DH, Juan Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez will dig in, a runner on first and nobody out. Ballers looking to get some offense rolling here against the righty and Aiden Curry, who has been a thorn in the side of Carolina League opponents so far in these later stages of 2023. Gonzalez stands in against the righty Curry with the glove at the chin. Here's the first pitch. Taken by Gonzalez all the way. A called strike, though. 0-1 on the DH, Juan Gonzalez. McCarthy at first, reaching on a single. Ballers with their second hit of the night. They are out hitting Down East now in 2-1. Curry checks on the runner at first. Diving back in is McCarthy. Still awaiting the 0-1 to the plate on Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez with a night off last night, back in the order tonight for Pat Leland and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are in search of their fourth victory in a row. Their second of the week against the Down East Wood Ducks, 0-1. Bit outside, an even 1-1 count now. Good crowd on hand, as mentioned, winning a Wednesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A busy night around the Carolina League. We'll get you updated on the out-of-town scores at the top of the hour. Just past the bottom of the hour here in Kannapolis. 1-1 with Curry's pitch. Fastball up and away. Count will run to 2-1 in the DH, Juan Gonzalez. Not often you see the DH in the 9th spot in the order. However, Gonzalez needed a couple of at-bats, so alas, he is the DH in tonight's game. And he bats 9th to give a spark in the bottom of the order. Curry's 2-1. Fastball is upstairs, but in there for a called strike, 2-2 on the DH, Gonzalez. Third baseman and Mario Camilletti awaiting on deck. Bottom third, Wood Ducks on top, 1-0 over the Ballers. 2-2. Gonzalez takes all the way. A close pitch to take instead. He'll have a full count now against Aiden Curry. Aiden Curry in his last appearance, 5 shutout innings against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 punchouts for the righty. Got another top prospect for the Texas Rangers. 3-2 count. Runner at first is McCarthy with a decent lead. Gonzalez looks in. Curry looks in as well for the signs. 3-2, runner going. Swing and a tap foul by Gonzalez. Count will stay put at 3-2. Ballers didn't necessarily get off to a quick start at the plate last night. Took a little time. See if it's a repeat offense tonight. Aiden Curry has been a stingy righty on the mound all season. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch to Gonzalez. Runner going low and outside for ball four. Juan Gonzalez on base for the first time. Now that'll be one on, and that'll be two on, I should say. And nobody out as McCarthy heads to second. Gonzalez at first. And now a mound visit. Pitching coach in Julio Valdez is going to come chat with Aiden Curry. So if you're the Down East Wood Ducks, this is a tough spot coming up. You got two on and nobody out, and one of the hottest bats in the Carolina League in Mario Camilletti awaiting in the wings to bat. Camilletti grounded out in the first inning to the second baseman in Villarroel. However, we'll see what comes of the rest of this one. The bottom of third. Villarroel with that error, by the way, in the first inning, allowing Gonzalez to reach. He had a 5-game streak going where he had not allowed an error. He had not committed an error, I should say. But Villarroel commits one tonight. It allows Gonzalez to reach in the first. Camilletti digs in. 2-1 and nobody out. One swing of the bat in this ball game is at least tied. Curry's first pitch. Just a bit outside, called strike, 0-1. Aiden Curry made just three appearances in the month of July. Actually went in a little bit of stretch where he didn't pitch for a while. June 29th through July 14th. Almost half a month he didn't pitch. 0-1, low and inside. Camaletti takes all the way, 1-1 on the third baseman in Mario Camaletti. Curry, though, since then has been unhittable. He hasn't allowed any earned runs since the 14th of June, almost 2 months ago. McCarthy at second, a good lead. Gonzalez at first. Pitch to Camaletti on the 1-1 is inside and low. 2-1 now on the third baseman in Mario Camaletti. McCarthy with speed. Gonzalez with sneaky speed. Curry stands in with a glove at the chin. Takes a peek at second. Comes set. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Moeller. Ball gets loose. Headed to third is McCarthy. He's going to stop at third. It'll be a wild pitch off of the arm of the righty and Aiden Curry. So to third goes McCarthy. To second goes Gonzalez on the wild pitch. WP's in my scorebook all around. And now Camaletti will stand in with two in scoring position and a 3-1 count. Aiden Curry at 36 pitches so far now. 37. This will be number 38 after he takes his time. McCarthy at third. Gonzalez at second. Bottom of the third here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A 1-0 game. Wood Ducks on top. Curry set. Here's the pitch. Fastball is upstairs to ball four. That'll load the bases now for Kannapolis. Mario Camaletti, Carolina League leader in walks, only adds to his total now. He's at 74 free passes on the season. He is at first now after a walk, so bases are chock full of ballers with nobody out. And due up is Jacob Gonzalez. So Jacob Gonzalez will send in with a big opportunity here. Bases loaded and nobody out against Curry for the number 15 overall pick in 2023 by the White Sox. First pitch up and inside, a 1-0 count on the former Ole Miss Rebel, Jacob Gonzalez. Again, first ever Ole Miss Rebel to be drafted in the first round of the MLB draft. And one of four different Rebels we've seen in a baller's uniform this year, 1-0. Up and in again. Curry missed in the same spot. It'll be now a 2-0 count. Calvin Harris, catcher, awaits on deck. Bases loaded, nobody out. A 2-0 count. Pitch to Gonzalez. This one has popped him a mile high. That'll end up near me. And it'll be a trouble indeed. Ooh, right in front of my face. That could have been dangerous. 2-1 count on Jacob Gonzalez. Reached on an error by the second baseman in VROL last time up. 2-1 count. Nobody out. Bottom third. McCarthy at third. At second is Gonzalez. At first is Camaletti. Pitch from Curry on the 2-1. Waved that and fouled off. Straight back. The count is now even at 2-2. Cannonballers looking for their fourth win in a row. It'll be their second win in a row here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Curry set on the mound. Glove of the chin, 2-2. Gonzalez lifts an eye and foul. Count will stay put at 2-2 on Gonzalez. Ballers are actually on a six-game win streak at home. There's no place like home, that's for sure. They've won their last six here at home. One against Down East yesterday, and then five in a row against Delmarva a couple weeks ago. 2-2. Gonzalez pokes this one down the line and left, hooking foul. Count stays 2-2. Gonzalez from Whittier, California. 2021 National Freshman of the Year is Jacob Gonzalez. Calvin Harris awaiting on deck. Looks like there is an arm going to go get loose down the line for the Wood Ducks. 2-2, Curry sets, pitch delivered. This one's grounded to first, played by Bannister. He'll take it to the first base bag himself, but the run will score. Ryan McCarthy is on and will score. To third goes Gonzalez. To second goes Camilletti. And Zion Bannister gets the 3-2 ground out for Jacob Gonzalez for the first out. But braces still, runners still at second and third with one down for Calvin Harris. So Aiden Curry has now allowed a run for the first time in quite a while. 26 total innings. His streak ends at 26 innings in a row. First pitch to Calvin Harris. This one is weakly tapped foul. It'll be a 0-1 count on the catcher, Calvin Harris. Reach on a fielder's choice his first time up. As Aiden Curry still just below 50 pitches. Big spot here for the Ballers. 0-1 count, one down. Bottom of the third. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Curry sets. Pitch delivery to Harris. Grounded sharply to first. An identical play. Bannister will take it to the first base bag himself. Another run, though, will score. Back-to-back RBI groundouts for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Calvin Harris works in tandem with Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez scores. And to third goes Mario Camilletti. So now 2-0, 2-1. Kannapolis has taken the lead. And due up is Eddie Park, the center fielder. So Kannapolis has taken the lead on an RBI groundout for Calvin Harris. Puts together another RBI in his book. First pitch on the way. Park will take inside, a 1-0 count on the center fielder, Eddie Park. 0-1 of the night. Harris is 0-2, but he has an RBI, as does Gonzalez. Curry sets, 1-0 on the way. Fastball up and inside. Called strike, though. 1-1 on Eddie Park. Former San Jose, California native, grew up going to San Jose Giants games in the Single-A California League. 1-1 count with two outs. Camilletti at third. Curry sets, pitch delivered. This one's put into play down the left field line, hooking though. It'll land foul. 1-2 on Eddie Park. Camilletti at third after drawing a walk. Ballers lead 2-1 out, hitting down east 2-1. And so far, what's been a pitcher's duel. Camilletti with a solid lead at third, 1-2. Here's Curry's pitch to Park. Grounded up the middle. That's going to get through to greener pastures for a base hit. Eddie Park will drive another run in. Scoring is Camilletti. And Kannapolis has padded the lead. Now it's 3-1 in the bottom of the third inning. Eddie Park has an RBI base hit. That's now seven games in a row he has reached base for Kannapolis. So one on and two down for Jordan Sprinkle. So Jordan Sprinkle will stand in now with a runner on first and two outs. Here's the pitch from the righty, low and outside. Count is 1-0 on Jordan Sprinkle. Runner at first is Eddie Park with a decent lead. He's got a little bit of speed about him as well. Check on the runner at first. Is not in time, though. 1-0 still on Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle his first time up, grounded out of the shortstop in Cueva. Kannapolis looking to pad a few more runs, perhaps. 3-1 your score, 3-1 your hits. Curry's 1-0 to Sprinkle, a check swing and he goes around on it, but he got a piece of it foul. 1-1 on the second baseman, Jordan Sprinkle. Still batting above the Mendoza line in the season here in Kannapolis at 2-08. Ronnie Pat, a Sprinkle, former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho, fourth round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox last year. 1-1. Check on the runner at first. Curry will toss it over, but diving back in, though, is Park. Sprinkle, 22 years of age from Palm Springs, California, and a former Gaucho. A very impressive college career for sure. 1-1, runner going, pitch delivered. Sprinkle lines this one on a grounder. Cueva at short can't field. Park's going to have to head back to second. It'll be a hard to base hit for Jordan Sprinkle. Now 2-1 and 2 out, and the Ballers will send their eighth batter of the inning in Ryan Galaney to the plate with 2-1 and 2 out. Bit of a tough play there for Cueva at the shortstop position as he just runs into some trouble in fielding that ball. Time called. Looks like Carlos Maldonado is coming out, and Aiden Curry's night is done. He is now at 54 pitches, 2 2/3. He allows 3 runs, and he can't count to this bottom of the third inning unscathed. It'll be a new arm on the way for Down East. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New details coming on the new arm for the Wood Ducks. Former Wofford Terrier Ryan Galaney is going to step in with 2-1 and 2 out. Bottom of the third inning, a big spot for Kannapolis. A new arm on the mound for the Down East Wood Ducks. 6 foot, 176-pound Ryan from Redcliffe, Queensland, Australia. It's Kainoa Winyard, the undrafted free agent signee in 2020 by the Texas Rangers. First pitch is a bit outside. It's a 1-0 count on Ryan Galaney. So Kainoa Winyard takes over again, Redcliffe, Queensland, Australia. Twiz the 21-year-old, 1-0 count pitch delivered. This one is lifted high and foul. Count will run to 2-1-1. And Aussie on the mound for the Down East Wood Ducks. 0-2 with a 1.69 ERA. On the season is Kainoa Winyard. This is appearance number 24 on the season. He takes over in relief of Aiden Curry, who had a bit of a rough go of it tonight. 1-1. Galaney steps in. Pitch delivered. Fastball is up and inside. A 2-1 now on Ryan Galaney. So Winyard takes over in relief of Curry, who goes 2 2/3 at the moment. 3 runs on 4 hits. He is responsible for both of the runs still on the base paths, as this is Winyard's first batter face. 2-1. Fastball up and inside, but a called strike. 2-2. On Galaney. First time up, Galaney with an infield single. One of 4 hits on the night for Kannapolis. It's been a solid little night of a debut for Ryan Galaney, the Mason, Ohio native, and his first game as a Baller. 2-2 pitch from Winyard. This one's lifted into right center field, hit well, trailing Gutierrez, but Quincy Scott will make the grab in right field for the out. It'll be the third out on an F9 for Ryan Galaney. 8 batters step to the plate, though, in the Ballers' plate. A total of 3 runs on a quadruplet of hits in the game so far. 3 hits, though, in that third inning. A hand Kannapolis there, 3 runs, and they now lead by 2. It's 3-1. Headed to the top of the fourth. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. Miguel Villarroel, Daniel Cueva, Glader Figueroa do up for the Down East Wood Ducks in this top of the fourth inning. 3-1 your score. Ballers on top. First pitch from the righty, Aldrin Batista of the top of the fourth is in there on the inside corner for a called strike 0-1 on Miguel Villarroel. His first time up, a 6-3 ground out to the shortstop in Jacob Gonzalez. 0-1 is a fastball in the inside corner from Batista at 93 miles an hour, an 0-2 count on Villarroel. Ballers so far so good. Three runs on four hits. They're on top again after a three-run third inning. Villarroel will stroke this 0-2 in a center field played by Park. But coming in from left is Lanzilli making the grab for the out. It'll be a F7 in the book for Miguel Villarroel. One down now, and Daniel Cueva will step in. So Daniel Cueva, the shortstop, steps in. He had a sacrifice fly in that first inning off of Aldrin Batista. That has handed Down East their only run of the game so far. First pitch from the righty, low and outside, at 1-0 count. On Daniel Cueva on the night so far, four punch outs for Aldrin Batista. Again, entering tonight, we knew he was leading the Arizona Complex League in strikeouts. So he's a high strikeout guy, 1-0 laying down a bunt. One on and two outs for Anthony Gutierrez, center fielder. Anthony Gutierrez will get another chance to bat here in this fourth inning against Aldrin and Batista. First pitch on the way, Gutierrez hacks and misses. It'll be a 0-1 count. Aldrin Batista working from the stretch now with a runner on second and two down. Gutierrez 0-1 in the strikeout. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul down the first base line. 0-1 becomes now 0-2 on the Wood Duck center fielder. Tommy Specht awaiting on deck. Left fielder for Down East as Batista is going to request a new baseball. Gutierrez, the number 10 overall prospect in the Texas Rangers system. Definitely a highly regarded outfielder prospect in Texas's organization. 0-2 count with two outs. Batista one strike away from getting out of it. Pitch on the way from the righty. Tapped foul. Gutierrez stays alive. Keep it 0-2 and we'll do it again. Gutierrez 0-1 as mentioned. One of a few strikeout victims tonight for Aldrin Batista. Five on his night. And one would be four innings if he's able to get through this at bat with an 0-2 count. Pitch on the way to Gutierrez. Grounded weakly to third. Coming in as Camiletti has to hurry. Bare hands across the time and it goes. And unable to hold on at first is Galaney. It'll be an infield single for Anthony Gutierrez. That'll be now 2-1 with runners in scoring position. And the third base bag at Glader Figueroa. Gutierrez reaches on a single. So back-to-back base hits for the Wood Ducks mean runners on the corners in two down. And two up is Tommy Speck, the left fielder. So Specht in left field with runners on the corners and two out. Batista working from the stretch. He'll look in. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire Travis Roberson. Now an 0-1 count as the Wood Ducks dugout didn't love the call at all, but get what you get. 0-1 count, two outs. Top of the fourth. Ballers lead 3-1. Out hitting Down East 4-3. Batista set, 0-1 to Specht. In the dirt block by the catcher, Calvin Harris breaking for second as Gutierrez. He'll fake the throw over to second. A smart heads-up play. It'll be a wild pitch off the arm of the Ronnie and Aldrin Batista. That'll send Gutierrez to second. The saying at third is Glader Figueroa. A smart heads-up play by Calvin Harris to hold the runner at third and save a run. So second and third, a 1-1 count on Specht. Two outs. Ballers are going to hold on to a 3-1 lead with Aldrin Batista on the mound. Looking in for the signs. 1-1. This one's waved out and fouled off. It's now a 1-2 count on a Tommy Specht. On deck awaiting is Ian Moeller, the catcher. suspect is 0-1 with a ground out to Galaney at first in his first at-bat. 1-2 count. Pitch delivered by Batista. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. 6 on the night for Aldrin Batista in his baller's debut. A nice night so far for the righty, and he gets out of the pickle in this top of the fourth inning. 2 are stranded for Down East. It's another strikeout for Batista, and that sends us into the bottom of the fourth. Ballers still lead 3-1. We'll be right back with a quick break and we'll out of town scoreboard look on the next frame of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Bottom third of the order due up, bottom of the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Chris Lanzilli, Ryan McCarthy, and Juan Gonzalez due up. Kyanoa Winyard back on the mound. His first pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 on a Chris Lanzilli. Lanzilli, his first time up, grounded into a double play to finish up the second inning in an unconventional 1-2-3 frame. Lanzilli looking to get back in his hot streak at the plate. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch is up and away, an even 1-1 count. 1-1 count on Lanzilli. McCarthy and Gonzalez to follow in the order. Winyard's pitch on the 1-1 is inside, 2-1 on a Chris Lanzilli. So far, so good on the mound for Aldrin Batista. 6 strikeouts in 4 innings of work for the righty. Good stuff, 2-1. Lanzilli takes as this one's up and inside, making now a favorable 3-1 count on a Chris Lanzilli. Ballers lead 3-1 out, inning Down East 4-3, and what's been a good night so far. Kannapolis coming back from behind. This one is lifted high and foul. It'll be a 3-2 full count. Now on to Chris Lanzilli. McCarthy awaiting on deck, as mentioned in this bottom of the fourth inning. From the wide, Winyard's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball inside, and Lanzilli strikes out against Kyanoa Winyard. He has his first strikeout of the night. Lanzilli will have a seed. One down, and Ryan McCarthy will dig in. We promised you an out-of-town scoreboard. Look, we'll give you just that here in this bottom of the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the fifth in Lynchburg. The Hillcats are hosting the Fredericksburg Nationals, and the number 2 overall pick in this year's draft in Dylan Cruz. First pitch to McCarthy's in there, called strike 0-1. Fredericksburg leads 4-3 over Lynchburg in the top of the fifth there. Elsewhere, of course, we'll get you a look. 0-1 to McCarthy from Winyard. Waved and missed on a breaking ball. It's now 0-2. Top of the fourth in Carolina, the Mudcats lead 4-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Bottom four, Augusta on top 5-0 over the Salem Red Sox. Top of the fifth inning, Charleston trailing Columbia 3-2 down at Segra Park in Columbia. And then finally, top of the fifth in Myrtle Beach, the Pelicans lead 3-1 in the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the Battle of the Birds. 0-2 from Winyard, waved out and fouled off straight back. Count will stay put at 0-2. On Ryan McCarthy. 1-for-1 of the night with a single is Ryan McCarthy. Juan Gonzalez, the DH, awaits on deck in this bottom of the fourth. Kannapolis looking to hold on to this lead they have. 0-2. Weekly grounded to first. Going to be a tough play for Bannister. He'll field and almost falls on his feet, but he makes the grab for the out. That'll be out at number two of the frame. And miss. Casey Betty makes her first appearance of the night. Grabs the bat from the ground out for Ryan McCarthy. That'll be now two outs, and due up is Juan Gonzalez. So Ryan McCarthy now 1-for-2, a single and a ground out on the night. Gonzalez stands in against Wynyard. First pitch, grounded sharply to second. Going to be a tough hop. It hits Villarroel. He fields and throw to first is in time for the out. Looks like Villarroel had a little bit of difficulty making the snag. And that is three outs now in this fourth inning we go. So top of the fifth, Ballers lead 3-1. That'll send us to a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis leads 3-1 here over the Down Eastwood Ducks.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom third of the order, top of the fifth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Down East Wood Ducks at the plate. Ian Moeller and Quincy Scott and Zion Bannister against the Ronnie Aldrin Batista. First pitch of the fifth inning, grounded deep. The hole at short, top play for Gonzalez. He doesn't get there. Into left for a base hit. Ian Moeller has the fourth hit of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. He is on with a leadoff single. One on and nobody out for Quincy Scott, the right fielder. Aldrin Batista's had himself a nice little start to his Ballers tenure. He has got six strikeouts in now four-plus innings against these Down East Wood Ducks. Again, he led the Complex League in strikeouts, so no surprise he's again picking up the Ks. He'll check on the runner at first in Moeller, who dives back in safely. It is still a fresh count on a Quincy Scott. Ballers lead 3-1, top of the fifth inning. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's Kannapolis in search of another victory. This one's grounded through and to left. That'll get through for a base knock. Back-to-back singles for the Down East Wood Ducks, Moeller, and now Quincy Scott. Scott has his first hit of the week. It's now 2-1 for the Wood Ducks and nobody out for the lefty bat of Zion Bannister. So now Batista in a bit of a tough spot. Two on base and nobody out for the Down East Wood Ducks. Bannister is 0-for-1, a strikeout swinging against the Ronnie Aldrin Batista. Taking a long look at second, here is the first pitch. Waved at and fouled off by Bannister. He got just enough of it and a piece of it. It's an 0-1 count. 0-1 count is now Calvin Harris is going to come chat with the Ronnie and Aldrin Batista, and it'll be a mound visit as two of the Ballers infielders come in as well. Gonzalez and Calvin Harris coming to help. It looks like Aldrin Batista just having some difficulty And perhaps reading the little sign cards of the White Sox, player development staff has for all the pitchers. Again, you join a new organization. He's been with the White Sox for less than a week. So still picking up on how the quote-unquote White Sox, how they quote-unquote do things. A little different across all organizations. So one in the dirt blocked by the catcher, Calvin Harris. He locates the ball, but it's a 1-1 count on Zion Banister. Every organization has their way of doing it, for sure. And no different. And a difference from, of course, the Dodgers to the White Sox. Sure, it's definitely a change. Aldrin Batista trying to learn on the fly here. So far, so good. He's just running some trouble here in the fifth inning. Banister stands in with a 1-1 count. Here's the righty's pitch. This one's a check swing. Grounder to third. Camilletti makes the play. To second for one. And on to first. No throw from Sprinkle at the second base bag. And that's the only out they'll get, as it's a 5-4 put out of Quincy Scott at the second base bag. To third goes Moeller. And reaching at first on a fielder's choice is Zion Banister. That'll be 2-1 and one down. Due up as the top of the order in Connor Piotto. So now a little bit of a tough spot if you're Batista. Ground ball would do you some good here, as it would force a double play ball potentially. But of course, Piotto a tough out. He's 1-for-2. This one is lined to Sprinkle at second. Throw to first to try to get the double off, and they don't get it. But a nice snag at second by Sprinkle. Sprawls out and makes the backhanded grab for the second out. It's a L4 off of that of Piotto. Staying put at third and first are the two runners. So now two outs, and due up is Miguel Villarroel, the second baseman. Jordan Sprinkle is sure a glove as ever in the Carolina League. Shows it off a little bit there. And this top of the fifth inning for Aldrin Batista on the mound. Here's the first pitch. Runner going. Fastball is outside of the plate. Throwing a second. Did they get the runner? No. A stolen base for Zion Banister. He is in there safely on a stolen bag. Kind of surprised Ian Moeller didn't take off of the plate. As it is a stolen base for Zion Banister. His 13th of the season. So it's now 2 in scoring position for Down East. A 1-0 count on Villarroel, who is 0-for-2. 1-0 from Batista. This one's sharply grounded, a short through by Gonzalez for a base hit and more. Moeller will score. Here comes Violet Banister, and it's a 2-RBI single for Miguel Villarroel. And just like that, the Wood Ducks have evened things up here in this top of the fifth inning. It is 3-3 here in this fifth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Banister and Moeller both score. It's a 2-RBI single for Miguel Villarroel with two outs, and due up is Donier Cueva. So Batista runs into a little bit of trouble in this fifth inning with a couple of base hits from the Wood Ducks. They've put up now 3 hits in the frame. We'll check on the runner at first in Villarroel, not in time. As he's got a runner on first, 2 out. Moeller and Banister both cross the plate. 3-3. Down East now out hitting Kannapolis 6-4. Pitch from the righty. Low and inside, blocked by the catcher in Calvin Harris. 1-0 is your count. So now a tie ball game definitely complicates some things. We'll see how it shapes out here in Kannapolis. Looks like our good buddy in Ben Butel getting loose down the line in right for Kannapolis. 1-0, check on the runner down in time. Count stays in 1-0 on Donier Cueva. So Aldrin Batista is going to come back onto the mound as Calvin Harris and Jacob Gonzalez kind of working hand-in-hand with the new righty. One-oh count with two down, top of the fifth. Ballers and Wood Ducks tied at 3. Ben Butel getting loose down the line for the Ballers. No arms warming for Down East. It's the second mound visit of the night for Kannapolis. Both Gonzalez and Harris going to chat with the righty in Aldrin Batista. Looking in for the signs is the righty. Sets in. 1-0, runner going. Pitch delivered. Grounded through in a second and pass into right for a base hit. Headed to third is the runner in Villarroel. He will stop there. Throw comes in. He's going to test the play. Calvin Harris at the plate. Makes the tag. He is out. A nice tag at home plate by Calvin Harris. The runner and Villarreal trying to catch the ball are snoozing, but a nice play by the defense for Kannapolis, and it saves another run. It continues as a tie ball game headed into the bottom of the fifth inning. Ballers and Wood Ducks are still tied. 3-3 your score. Daniel Cueva gets credit for a base hit, but Villarreal is put out on a 9-4-2 put out for the third out of the frame here in the top of the fifth. Ballers will send three to the plate. It'll be at the top of the order, Camiletti, Gonzalez, and Harris. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health. Because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the order, bottom of the fifth. Two up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mario Camiletti gets the first pitch of his at-bat up and away from Kainoa Winyard. It's a 1-0 count on Mario Camiletti. Kainoa Winyard back for his third inning of work, technically inning in a third on his night with one strikeout. Camiletti lifts the 1-0 high and foul. It'll be a 1-1 count on the third baseman, Camiletti. Camiletti, Gonzalez, and Calvin Harris do up in the order for the Ballers, who are tied now 3-3 with the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-1 from the line, Winyard's pitch on the 1-1 is low and outside. A 2-1 count now on Camiletti. Winyard, as mentioned, from Australia, relieving Aiden Curry, who had a bit of a rough go of it tonight, and especially in that third inning. 2-1 is upstairs, 3-1 on Camiletti, the third baseman. Curry allowing runs for the first time since mid-June against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-1 is inside. Camiletti takes her all four. Second walk of the night for Super Mario, and he's on base for the 75th time this season via a walk. So a leadoff free pass issued. Kannapolis will now have one on and nobody out for the shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. So Gonzalez will stand in with a runner on first and nobody out. Kannapolis trying to get back on top after giving up a pair of runs on the mound. First pitch from Winyard is on there on the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez is 0-2 technically tonight. Reached on an error in the first and grounded out to the first baseman in Bannister in the third inning. 0-1, Camiletti dancing at first. Here is the pitch. Swung on a foul tip off of the catcher, Moeller. 0-2, your count on Jacob Gonzalez. Ben Butel continuing to get warm down the line for Kannapolis, assuming Batista's nine is soon to come to an end. Gonzalez stands in a slightly open stance, holds the bat close to the left ear, 0-2. Lift an eye and foul, and Gonzalez stays alive. Keep it 0-2 on our buddy and Jacob Gonzalez. First round pick, 15th overall by the White Sox. Out of Ole Miss, 2021 National Freshman of the Year. Definitely a solid, solid lefty bat. He's above the Mendoza line at 222, and he lines this 0-2 down the line. Foul ball down that left field line. Oh, my goodness, that was close. Gonzalez's count will remain 0-2. Close call down that left field line. But Gonzalez will get another 0-2 count. Calvin Harris awaiting patiently on deck. Gonzalez reaching the first. That's five games in a row he has reached base here in the Carolina League. Calvin Harris at now six games in a row. 0-2 when you're into the deep breath. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. A 1-2 count on the shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez stands with a very knees bent, heavy stance. Open and kind of leans back, wiggling the hands in that left ear spot. Winyard sets, glove of the waist, 1-2. Grounded towards third. Figueroa makes the play to second for one on to first. Did they get the double play? Yes, they did. It's a 5-4-3 double play for Jacob Gonzalez. Camilletti is out on a 5-4 put out for the first out. A 5-4-3 double play for the Wood Ducks infield. So two outs, nobody on base for the barehanded backstop in Calvin Harris. So Calvin Harris will dig in now with nobody on base and two out. Harris from Peosta, Iowa. Fourth round pick in 2023, I should say, out of guess where? Ole Miss. Pitch on the way. Harris will take up and inside on a fastball. A 1-0 count on Calvin Harris. The White Sox certainly like the Ole Miss guys. Drew McDaniel, Tim Elko, Jacob Gonzalez, Calvin Harris, all cannonballers in 2023. All former Ole Miss Rebels. 1-0 from Winyard. It's a fastball inside corner. Calvin Harris takes a 1-1 count. Harris has had the most success of any of the three new draft picks that the White Sox have added to the Kannapolis Cannonballers roster. 1-1. Curveball is just a bit inside. Takes now a 2-1, does Calvin Harris. Harris's first time up, grounded into a fielder's choice. Then in the third inning, grounded to the first baseman in Bannister. Pitch delivered on the 2-1. It's outside from the Aussie and a Kainoa Winyard. 3-1 on Calvin Harris. Center fielder Eddie Park awaiting on deck. Bottom five. Ballers and Wood Ducks tied at three. In this game two with a six-game set. 3-1. Harris wanted to go, but he holds back, and good thing he does. Ball four. He will reach via a free pass now. Kainoa Winyard has walked another batter. Due up now is Eddie Park with Harris reaching first on the free pass. So Eddie Park will step in with a runner on first. Two outs, bottom five. Again, every run that steps on base for Kannapolis at the moment would be the go-ahead run. Until we get to the bottom of the ninth, and if we're in the same scenario, it would be the winning run. Pitch is low and inside. Eddie Park will take. It's a 1-0 count. Looked like he took the pitch and then immediately swatted with his left hand in front of his seams. Looked like perhaps a mosquito getting to him. It's about that time here in North Carolina. The mosquitoes are raging. Winyard sets. Glove of the waist. 1-0 pitch. Off-speed pitch on the inside corner. Eddie Park takes. It's a 1-1 count. 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Just under 35 pitches on the night for Kainoa Winyard. In relief of Aiden Curry, who tossed over 50. 1-1. Grounded sharply to short. Played by Cueva. Takes it to second base himself for the out. It's a 6-U put out of Calvin Harris at the second base bag. Eddie Park grounds into the fielder's choice. And that is a completion in the five innings here in Atrium Health Ballpark. Still 3-3 game. Ballers will turn into the bullpen. Ben Butel, the butane torch, will come out of the bullpen. And we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network with all the details and the rest of tonight's game. 3-3, your score between the Ballers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Glader Figure Hill leads it off top of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's still a tie game, 3-3 your score. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ben Butel takes over the butane torch. The lefty side armor out of the bullpen for Kannapolis. First pitch delivered outside, a 1-0 count. On a Glader Figueroa, Ben Butel, 6-foot, 165-pound, 23-year-old, a free agent signee last year by the White Sox out of Davenport, Iowa, is the lefty Ben Butel. 1-1 your count as Figueroa grounds that one foul. 1-1 your even count. Butel replaces Aldrin Batista, who tosses five solid innings in his Ballers debut. He runs into a little trouble here and there, but not too shabby for your first outing in the single-A level of baseball. 1-1 outside corner. 1-2 now on Glader Figueroa. 7 hits, 3 runs, no walks. That's something to note. And 6 punch-outs for the righty Aldrin Batista. This one is inside to Butel. His opponent in Figueroa will now have a 2-2 count. 2-2 count on a Figueroa. Gutierrez and Specht also due up top six. Butel from the wide pitch delivered. Fastball inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Ben Butel has his first punch out of the night. One batter faced in, one strikeout. Glader Figueroa now is 1-4-3 tonight. One down and due up is Anthony Gutierrez, center fielder. So Anthony Gutierrez will dig in. A single in the fourth inning. Reached to second on a wild pitch. He lines this first pitch he sees in right. That'll drop in front of McCarthy for a base hit. Eighth hit of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. It's a one-out single for Anthony Gutierrez, who now has a multi-hit game. It'll be one on and one out. And due up is Tommy Specht. So Butel enters out of the bullpen, 3-1, a 2.39 ERA, and he gives up that second hit by Gutierrez in 37 and two-thirds innings inning tonight. 36 strikeouts, just 9 walks. Not a guy that allows a ton of free passes. Runner going in the first pitch, fastball to the plate for a called strike. Throw in a second is not in time. Stolen bag for Anthony Gutierrez. He's now in scoring position, and Down East has the go-ahead run just 180 feet away with one down. And an 0-1 count on Tommy Specht. So now time called. Calvin Harris going to have a chat with Ben Butel. Pair of Iowa boys. Peosta, Iowa for Calvin Harris. And Ben Butel from Davenport, Iowa. Iowa, of course, the baseball spot. Location of the famous Field of Dreams field, where former Kannapolis ball player Timmy Anderson walked off the Yankees a few years back. What a fun time that was. Peek at second. Gutierrez with a good lead. 0-1 pitch. Up and inside. Tommy Specht will take. Gets an even 1-1 count. The amount of talent that's come through Kannapolis is really stunning. It's amazing. Tim Anderson, of course, having a down season, yes. And obviously in some hot water over the last few weeks. But still a very talented ball player. 1-1 is outside, 2-1 on Tommy Specht. Tim Anderson, you move past that. Dylan Cease was a Cy Young candidate last year for the White Sox. Had a bit of a rough go to start the season, and since then he's really looked sharp. Bunch of former Kannapolis players making impacts in the big leagues. 2-1 is in the lower part of the zone to Tommy Specht. 2-2 is your count. Doing the numbers, 143 players all-time for Kannapolis have reached the major leagues since 1995 in the first season of Kannapolis professional baseball. 2-2 count. Butel looks in. He'll fake a runner. Check on the runner at second. He'll fake it over there. Nobody covering. 2-2 is your count. The newest addition to that list of ballers in the bigs is Lane Ramsey, who pitched here last year in a rehab assignment. 2-2. Check swing from Specht. It lands foul, though. It'll be a 2-2 count still on Tommy Specht. Calvin Harris thought it was a fair ball, but Rafael Veneta, the home plate umpire, says nope, it did land foul, so 2-2 remains your count. Lane Ramsey, of course, a reliever in 2019 with the Kannapolis Intimidators in the final year over at Intimidator Stadium, just across town, about 10 minutes from here. And then he pitched here last year a couple of times in a relief role in a rehab assignment coming back from an injury. We loved having him here. 2-2 and time called, a pitch clock violation. Ben Butel will now have a full count against Tommy Specht. So a pitch clock violation. So a full count on Specht. One out. Specht is 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Butel sets. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swinging a little grounder foul. Hits off the foot of Specht. So they'll call it foul and we'll do another 3-2 offering. Ballers and Wood Ducks still tied 3-3 in what's been a great game so far. Kind of a back-and-forth showdown tonight. The Wood Ducks jumping out. Then the Ballers pick up 3 in the third. Then the Wood Ducks pick up 2 in the fifth. If trends continue, the Ballers are due. 3-2 count with one down. Butel with a look at second. Here is the pitch. Waving a foul ball straight off the bat of Tommy Speck. Keep it at 3-2 on the Wood Ducks left fielder. There is an arm warming down the line for down east. Looks like it's the tall lefty in C.J. Widger. At 6'6 with the luscious locks of hair down there for the Wood Ducks. 3-2 count, one down, payoff pitch on the way, runner going. Swing and a miss of the plate, throw it to third, didn't get the tag out, throw him out, no. They do get the strikeout of Tommy Speck, so it's another punch out for Ben Butel, his second of the night. Throwing a third, though, is not in time. Gutierrez has now swiped two bags. So two outs and a runner on third, 90 feet away from giving the Wood Ducks the lead, and it's Ian Moeller stepping to the plate. Ben Butel trying to get out of this inning. First pitch to Moeller is on the outside corner, 0-1 on the catcher, Moeller. Another battle of two Iowa guys. Moeller from Dubuque and Butel from Davenport as Moeller lines the 0-1 in the center. That'll drop and be a base knock. And the Wood Ducks have retaken the lead here in this top of the sixth inning. An RBI base hit for Ian Moeller. He is at first base. And scoring on the play is Gutierrez. So two outs, a runner on first. The Wood Ducks now lead 4-3. And due up is the right fielder, Quincy Scott. So Quincy Scott will dig in with a runner on first and two outs. Wood Ducks lead 4-3. Out hitting Kannapolis now at 9-4. His first pitch to Scott is hacked and missed. 0-1 on the Wood Ducks right fielder. 1-2 tonight. A single last time up. He struck out swinging against the Ronnie and Aldrin Batista. Butel with a deep breath. 0-1 on the way. Wave and a miss late in an 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 0-2 on the right fielder, Quincy Scott. And Scott will call time. 0-2 count with two outs. Ballers trailing now 4-3 to the Down East Wood Ducks. At first with a decent lead is Ian Moeller. Scott digs in. Butel looks in for the signs. Here is the pitch. A little looper foul down the right field side. Count will run to 0-2. Now with two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Get on deck is a nine-hole batter in Zion Bannister, first baseman. Oh, 2 count with two outs. Top six. Butel looking in for the signs. Here's the pitch. This one sharply lined into right for a base hit, and that's the 10th hit of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. To second goes Moeller, and on base hit now for Quincy Scott, who has a multi-hit game. To second it goes Moeller. He's got a multi-hit game. Down East just picking up all kinds of base hits. Quincy Scott is now on first, and two on and two out. Two up as a nine-hole batter in Zion Bannister. So multi-hit games for Gutierrez, Moeller, and now Scott. Zion Bannister will dig in against the lefty Butel. A switch hitter, here's the pitch. This one sharply grounded to second, played by Sprinkle. Fields and a first he goes for the out. 4-3 ground out for Zion Bannister. He is now 0-3, and there's three outs now in the top of the sixth inning. But damage done. Ballers now trail 4-3 on an RBI base knock from Ian Moeller in this top of the sixth inning. Bottom six when we come back. New home on the way for the Wood Ducks on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. It'll be Sprinkle, Galini, and Lanzilli do up. Jordan Springle will dig in and lead it off. Bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers trail 4-3 to the Down East Wood Ducks. It's a new arm on the bump for Down East. It'll be C.J. Widger taking over. The lefty is 6'6", 170 pounds, and his first pitch to Springle is a bit up and away. It's a 1-0 count on our good buddy, the Rainmaker, in Jordan Springle. 6'6", 170-pound lefty, 24 years of age, is C.J. Widger from Pennsville, New Jersey, a 10th-round pick in 2021. By the Texas Rangers out of Rowan-Gloucester County and Community College in Rowan-Gloucester County, New Jersey. 1-0 count on Jordan Springle. New arm is Widger. Here is the pitch. This one is in there on the outside corner. A called strike, 1-1 on a Jordan Springle. Looked a bit outside to me, but there's a reason I'm up in the broadcast booth and not on the field. Sprinkle steps in for another at-bat, 1-for-2. Here's the pitch, 1-1. This one's lifted high and deep, left field hooking, foul. 1-2 on Jordan Sprinkle. Almost an opportunity there for Kannapolis to tie the game up again. Sprinkle, Galani, and Lanzilli do up against the lefty and C.J. Widger. Sprinkle against left-handed pitching this year, batting .269. Compare and contrast that with righties batting just .199. 1-2 count. Widger's pitch delivered. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Moeller, for the strike three call. Jordan Springle down on strike. C.J. Widger has his first strikeout of his night. Due up now is the first baseman, the hard hitter in Ryan Galani. Galani, his first at-bat, picked up a single against the starting arm of Aiden Curry. And then facing off against Kainoa Winyard with a flyout. Pitch delivered. This one is a weakly tap towards first. Bannister makes the play. To first, he goes for the out. Two outs quickly now in this spot of the sixth inning. Two down and two up is Chris Lanzilli with nobody on base. The ballers so far looking to get back in their swing against the Wood Ducks. First pitch to Lanzilli is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Now on Lanzilli, the left fielder. Ryan McCarthy, the right fielder, awaits as Lanzilli stands in for the third time tonight. Widger sets on the mound, the big 6'6 lefty. 1-0 pitch. This one's hard hit in the left field. That's over the head of Tommy Specht. He looks up. Warning track wall. It's off the base of the wall. To second goes Lanzilli. He's going to have to hurry. Throw comes in a second. Did he get into second? He is out at second base. Try to stretch it into a double, but Lanzilli with a hard hit single is put out at the second base bag on a 7-4 put out. After a single from Lanzilli, 7-4 put out is the third out of the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, back third of baseball we go. Ballers trail by one, still plenty of baseball left. Ben Butel returns to the mound. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Kannapolis, it's 4-3, Wood Ducks on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Connor Piotto, the top of the order, two left for the Down East Wood Ducks. It's the top of the seventh inning. Ben Butel returns the mound. His first pitch is low and outside. A 1-0 count on Piotto, the DH. Piotto, VROL, and Danier Cueva do up. Top seven, Butel's pitch is up and inside corner. Called strike 1-1 now on Piotto, the DH. Butel in his second inning of action, allowing that run to cross. Down East leads 4-3. Now in this top of the seventh, pitch is delivered on the 1-1 inside, 2-1 on Connor Piotto. VROL awaits on deck with a single in the fifth inning, and then Danier Cueva with one as well, 2-1. This is a weakly tapped foul by Piotto, keeping now at 2-2 on the Wood Ducks leadoff batter. Piotto a single, a strikeout swinging in a lineout. 2-2 count on Piotto, top of the seventh. Pitch delivered. Weakly grounded. Tough play for backhanding Galani at first. Flips to Butel covering in the bag for the out. A 3-1 ground out for Connor Piotto is the first out. One down now and nobody on base for Miguel Villarroel, the second baseman. So Villarroel, second baseman, will step in with one down, top seven. Wood Ducks on top 4-3. Out hitting Kannapolis 10-5. They double up their hits. And the Wood Ducks over the Ballers. Butel with a deep breath on the bump. Working from the line. First pitch to Villarroel. Wave and a miss. 0-1. On the second baseman in Villarroel. A ground out, a fly out, and a single in the fifth inning. And so they very calm stance as Villarroel 0-1. Grounded back to the mound. Butel gets a piece of it to the second baseman, though. In sprinkle to first, he goes for the out. It'll be a 1-4-3 ground out, potentially, and more likely just a 4-3, actually, as VOL is retired. Two down and due up is Danier Cueva. They're going to say it was just a 4-3. So Cueva will stand in. And two up is Cueva, the shortstop. A single last time up in the fifth. And a nice play by the Ballers' defense in the fifth. He taps the first pitch foul down the line. It'll be an 0-1 count on Danier Cueva. Strikeout swinging in the fourth against Aldrin Batista. And a flyout, a sack fly. And in the first inning, 0-1. This one's lined past the outstretched glove of Camilleni at the hot corner. In the left for a base hit. Danier Cueva with now a multi-hit game. That is two games in a row reaching base and with a hit. And now it is a multi-hit game for the Wood Ducks shortstop. Cueva is on a first base. Two outs. And Glader Figueroa will stand in. 11 hits now on the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. They have found their way on base in so many ways. 11 hits, 10 singles, with just one double off the bat of Glader Figueroa, who's at the plate. Check on the runner at first, diving back in at first is Cueva. Your count is nothing and nothing on the Wood Ducks third baseman in Glader Figueroa. Fly out in the first inning, a double in the fourth, and then a strikeout looking in the sixth. Runner going on the pitch. This is in there at the plate for a called strike. Throwing a second is not going to be close. It is a stolen bag for Danier Cueva. He is in there safely by a mile. So runner in scoring position, a 0-1 count on a Figueroa. Fifth stolen base of the year for Danier Cueva. And puts a runner now in scoring position for Figueroa. Butel stands in and is now time called, and it's a pitch clock violation again on Ben Butel. So it'll be a 1-1 count. Two outs, top seven. Ballers trailing 4-3 with another run for Down East just 180 feet away. Butel sets 1-1. So it's grounded towards second. Backtracking Sprinkle. Fields and throw to first in time for the out. 4-3 ground out for Glader Figueroa. He is the third out of the frame, and that'll send us into the seventh inning stretch here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail by one. They are being out hit 11-5 tonight against the Down East Woodtucks. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. 4-3 Woodtucks lead. Nine-one due up in the order, bottom of the seventh inning here in Kannapolis. The Ballers trail by one. Still some time left. C.J. Widger on the mound for his second inning of work for the Wood Ducks. Ryan McCarthy, Juan Gonzalez, and Mario Camilleni stand in against the lefty in C.J. Widger. McCarthy 1-for-2, looking to get on base for the second time tonight. He will have an opportunity here. Pitch delivered by Widger on the outside corner. 0-1 on a breaking ball to Ryan McCarthy. Just got a notification across my screen. Shout out to Philadelphia Phillies righty Michael Lorenzen, tossing a no-hitter tonight for the Philadelphia Phillies. 0-1 is inside, a 1-1 count on Ryan McCarthy. Not too shabby a year for the former two-way guy who was a very highly touted prospect in the Reds organization. Came through, made his debut with the Reds, was with them for a while, bounced around, ended up with the Tigers this year. As the 1-1 is up and inside, a 2-1 count on McCarthy. Check swing did not go around, so it's still a 2-1 count. Ended up in Detroit, was an all-star this year in 2023, and now, after being traded to the Phillies at the trade deadline, picks up a no-hitter. So not too shabby a year for Michael Lorenzen. 2-1 on the way from Widger, is low and outside to Ryan McCarthy. Now a 3-1 count on the former Citadel outfielder and wide receiver in Ryan McCarthy. Got to go back home last week when we were in Charleston. And a lot of friends and family there watching him play. 3-1. This one is lined sharply foul off of the protective netting. Count will run full on the right fielder, Ryan McCarthy. Juan Gonzalez awaiting on deck. McCarthy singled in the third and also scored in the frame. Kannapolis looking to keep Down East at four runs and get a couple more runs himself. Sixth pitch of the at-bat, due up. Widger sits on the mound. Here is the 3-2. This one has popped up in the foul ground now. Hairling foul on the third base side. Count will stay at 3-2. We'll do it again. Calm night tonight. Clear skies for the time being. Again, some weather looks like it's on the way tomorrow and or Friday, according to our head groundskeeper in Tim Siegel. So a 3-2 count with nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, Ballers trail by one, looking to get their fourth win in a row and avoid dropping game two. 3-2, lifted into right field. Kind of the right at the outfielder, though, in Quincy Scott for the out. It'll be a fly out into right for Ryan McCarthy. One down, and now Juan Gonzalez is due up. I mean, truly, I don't think Quincy Scott in right field had to move. Hit right to him. So Juan Gonzalez, the DH, will stand in. He walked in the third inning against Aiden Curry, and then he grounded out in the fourth inning against the reliever in Kai Noah Winyard. Gonzalez stands in a calm approach against Widger. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did Gonzalez go around? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire Rafael Veneda. A win 1 year count on El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez. Widger working at a good pace. He's letting the pitch clock get down, but it's not too intense. 0-1. Fastball up and away. Now a 1-1 count on the DH in Juan Gonzalez. Mario Camiletti, top of the order, due up. After Gonzalez. Again, any runner that reaches base for Kannapolis is the tying run. 1-1 from the lefty Widger. This one's lifted into left field. It is right at Tommy Speck, though, who makes the grab in left for the out. Juan Gonzalez just runs into a little bit of an unfortunate scenario there. Hits it right to the left fielder and Tommy Speck for the out. An F7, two outs, and due up is Mario Camiletti. Really hard hit ball from Juan Gonzalez, but it just was right at the left fielder in Tommy Specht. So Camiletti will dig in with nobody on base, two outs. He's reached base twice tonight with a pair of walks. 75 now on the year. First pitch tap foul down the first baseline. Count is 0-1 on Mario Camiletti. Again, the ballers will resume their quote-unquote normal rotation tomorrow. And the insertion of Aldrin Batista tonight after being added in a trade with the Dodgers. So they'll resume tomorrow with Shane Murphy on the bump. 0-1 is up and inside. 1-1 your count. Basically, McDaniel kept his start day on Tuesday. Batista takes Wednesday, and now everybody's just pushed back a day. So Murphy Thursday, and then McDougal Friday. Paulette Saturday, and our good buddy and Noah Schultz gets the start in the series finale on Sunday. 1-1, poked into left for a base hit. Mario Camiletti is on base for the third time now tonight with a two-out single. It's now six games in a row he has reached base with a base hit, and the eighth time he has gotten on base has Mario Camiletti. So one on and two outs, and Jacob Gonzalez will stand in. Emerson Talavera appears to be the righty getting loose for Kannapolis. Down the line in right. Talavera has been on a good stretch out of the bullpen. Four straight outings, not allowing a run. Pitches inside to Gonzalez, a 1-0 count. Now an arm stirring down the line and left for down east. Jacob Gonzalez, a 1-0 count against the lefty C.J. Widger. Matchup favors Gonzalez here. As yes, he's a lefty-lefty matchup, but with his approach, he usually pushes the ball opposite field. 1-0 fouled off, 1-1 your count. So if Widger throws a slider, well, it's kind of drifting that other way anyways. Gonzalez is not prone to pull the ball too much. He uses the whole field and uses it to try to get on base. He's got a 1-1 count. Camiletti at first, not a huge speed threat. 0-for-1 in stolen bases. Gonzalez will sky the 1-1 into shallow left. Speck comes in a few steps and makes the grab for the out. A fly out into left field for Jacob Gonzalez. He is now 0-for-4 on the night. Three outs are had. Baldur's get a base runner, but nothing else. And they'll send it into the top of the eighth inning. Kannapolis trailing 4-3 still. To the eighth we go. Gutierrez, Speck, and Moeller do up. Emerson Talavera takes over on the mound. Quick break. We'll be right back. On the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Kannapolis, 4-3, Wood Ducks lead.
Thank you.
Anthony Gutierrez, Tommy Specht, Ian Moeller due up in this top of the eighth inning for the Down East Wood Ducks. So we hit now at 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. Emerson Talavera takes over on the mound. His first pitch, check swing, then he go yes, says infield umpire Travis Roberson. It's an 0-1 count on Gutierrez. Emerson Talavera takes over. Third arm used on the mound by Kannapolis tonight is the 5'10", 160-pound righty from Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. 0-1 is outside on a breaking ball. 1-1 on Anthony Gutierrez. Talavera enters after good outings from Batista and Butel. Talavera 3-1 in the season, a 4.37 ERA. 1-1 tapped foul by Gutierrez down the left field line. It is a 1-2 count. 35 innings pitched on the night for Emerson Talavera with 36 strikeouts. He's on a four-game streak of not allowing any runs across the board. 1-2 breaking ball is low and outside. A now 2-2 count on the center fielder Gutierrez. Six innings of scoreless baseball in a row for Emerson Talavera on the mound. 2-2. This one's lifted in the air, shallow right, trailing towards the line. Back tracking is Galaney. He'll make the grab on the foul line and foul ground for the out. It'll be a P3 and foul ground off the bat of Anthony Gutierrez. One down now, and two up is the left fielder, Tommy Specht. So Specht, the left fielder, will stand in. With a new arm on the mound, it is Emerson Talavera. Pitched twice last week against Charleston, both solid outings. Two innings each. He allowed one run and two walks in the first outing, but he struck out four as this one's hacked and missed by Specht, 0-1 your count. In his last outing on Sunday, Talavera two shutout innings with no hits, no walks, and one punch out of the pen, 0-1. This one is lined foul down the third base side into the Wood Ducks dugout, 0-2 on Tommy Specht. There is an arm warming down the line in left for the Wood Ducks. Assuming a closer, perhaps, to try to seal the deal. 0-2. Weakly tapped foul by Speck. Got just enough of it on a breaking ball from Talavera. Count is still 0-2. Opponents are batting 233 against the righty Emerson Talavera. Lefties are hitting better against him on the year, 263. Righty's just 208. 0-2, pitch on the way. This one's lifted in the air, deep, shallow, right, hooking, foul. Off of the soft serve shipping container down the right field corner over by our K-Row, where Randy Blaylock and Danny Oxendine and a bunch of other loyal Ballers faithful are keeping track of the strikes, the strikeouts, I should say, on the railing. 0-2 from Talavera. This one is poked into left center by Speck. That'll drop and be a base knock and maybe more. Running first, taking a turn, headed to second is Speck. Throw comes in from center. It's not in time. Slotting in at second safely is Tommy Speck. And now he is 1-for-4 tonight. Ballers will now have a runner at second to deal with. And Ian Moeller standing in with one down. So now all but one Wood Duck has gotten a base hit tonight. Zion Bannister, the nine-hole batter, has not gotten a hit, but he has reached. So every Wood Duck has reached tonight in this ball game, where Down East has put up 12 hits on the board. Just four runs, though. They have left a few stranded in each of their innings on offense. Ian Moeller will dig in. He is 2-for-3 tonight with a multi-hit game. Talavera stands on the mound with a peek at second. First pitch. Just a bit outside on a breaking ball, a 1-0 count on Ian Moeller. Moeller with a pair of singles on the night. He also has an RBI to his name. Talavera trying to find the strike zone. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball inside corner, called strike. He's now at 12 pitches and 9 strikes. Ian Moeller with an even 1-1 count. Quincy Scott, right fielder, awaits on deck. 2-for-3 on the night. Talavera looks at second. Here's the 1-1. Another breaking ball. This one's inside, though. Moeller takes all the way. It's 2-1. Ian Moeller, a fourth-round pick in 2021 out of Dubuque, Iowa. In his second season with the Wood Ducks, 6'1", 215-pound righty bat. was at one point one of the top prospects in Texas's system. And then they got kind of loaded. 2-1 deep in the hole. It's short. Gonzalez makes the play. Going to be a tough throw across. And that one gets loose past the first baseman, Galini. That'll score the run. It'll be a single in the hole for Ian Mulder. It's his third hit of the night. And then the throwing error from Jacob Gonzalez scores the run on the play. So the third goes specked on the single from Mulder. And then an E of 6 allows the runner to score on the play. It's specked. So now 5-3 Wood Ducks lead. And due up is Quincy Scott, the right fielder. So that breaks a four-game streak for Jacob Gonzalez of no errors in the field. So he had four games in a row of no errors. But now that is fallen flat. First pitch to Quincy Scott fouled off. It'll be an 0-1 count on the Wood Ducks right fielder. Scott has singles in each of his last two at-bats. He struck out his first time up against the starting arm in Aldrin Batista. 0-1 pitch. This one's hit well in the center. That's going to drop and be a base knock in front of Park. That'll move the runner to second in Mulder. Quincy Scott now with a three-hit night. A pair of three-hit nights in the 7 and 8 spots in the lineup for the Down East Wood Ducks. Nine-hole batter in Zion Bannister is due up. One down, and now Blake Hickman is going to come and make a mound visit to the mound for Emerson and Talavera. So Blake Hickman will depart from the dugout and come talk with Talavera, who has allowed a few runs. Excuse me, just one run. But he's allowed three hits in a row. Specht, Mulder, and now Scott. And two on and one down. Talavera loses his scoreless inning streak with the run allowed in this eighth inning. We'll see if it is a earned or unearned run. At the moment, a little tough to tell as the inning is not complete. One down in the top of the eighth inning. At the moment, probably would be a earned run as the pair of base hits would have helped the matters there. First pitch to Zion Bannister. Weakly tap towards first. Tough play for Galani. He'll field and take it to the bag himself for the out. Two outs now. Bannister grounds into a 3-U. Two outs, but it moves the runners up. Mulder to third and Scott to second. So two in scoring position in top of the order, and Connor Pioto is due up. Wood Ducks lead 5-3, out hitting Kannapolis 14-6. It has been an offensive outburst for the Wood Ducks tonight. 12 singles and two doubles. That's it. Down East has singled the ballers to death. First pitch from Talavera to Pioto is outside, a 1-0 count. 1-0 count with two outs. Talavera on the bump trying to get through the inning without allowing anything else. 1-0 pitch delivered inside. Pioto has to duck out of the way. It is a 2-0 count. Pioto tonight, 1-for-4 and a single his first time up in the top of the first inning, first batter of the game. And then a strikeout, a line out, and a ground out. Pitch on the way. Pioto gives this one a ride into right field, hooking towards the corner. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. It's a three-run blast for Connor Pioto. Pioto with a home run here in this top of the eighth inning. A scores of three runs in total. Mulder, Scott, and himself. Connor Pioto with a three-run blast, and now the Wood Ducks have broken this thing open. It is 8-3 in the top of the eighth inning with two outs, and due up is the second baseman in Miguel Villarroel. Well, Connor Pioto hits his third home run of the season, and it hands the Wood Ducks now an 8-3 lead as this one to Villarroel is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. As now Kannapolis trying to just get through this eighth inning, a 1-0. This one's lifted into right field. Hit well, McCarthy backtracking, looks up, makes the grab for the out. It is a flyout into right for Miguel Villarroel, and that is all the completion for the top of the eighth inning. Ballers now have some work to do. They trail by five runs. They're being out hit 15-6 as Connor Pioto is a three-run blast. Hands down East, a storied advantage, 8-3. headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. New arm on the way for the Wood Ducks. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, the Wood Ducks have turned it over to another new arm on the bump this time around. It is Paul Bonzagni, the righty, taking over. Calvin Harris digs in. First pitch. This one is blasted high and deep and foul down the left field line. 0-1 is your count. Calvin Harris, Eddie Park, and Jordan Sprinkle do up. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers trail by 5. Calvin Harris looking to ignite a rally here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Bonzagni's 0-1 is on the inside corner, making an 0-2 count on Calvin Harris. Bonzagni, 6'3", 180-pound Ronnie from Grapevine, Texas. Former Southern Illinois Saluki. 0-2 on the way from the Ronnie. He's winging a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and it's a strikeout for Calvin Harris. First time he strikes out tonight. First strikeout of the night for Paul Bonzagni. One down now, and Eddie Park will step in. Bonzagni transferring over to Southern Illinois from Weatherford College. Product of Carroll Senior High School. A 2023 All-Missouri Valley Conference honorable mention. 24 games, 4 starts. Had a pretty solid record with the Salukis. Pitches fouled off. 0-1 your count on Eddie Park, the center fielder. Bonzagni, a 12th round pick in 2023 by the Texas Rangers. So one of their new draft picks, 0-1. Park will check swing, doesn't matter, as it is a called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-2. Kannapolis down to their final 5 outs. Bottom of the 8th inning, they trail by 5. Bonzagni's 0-2. Poked and the line foul down the left field side. Count remains 0-2 on Eddie Park. Park, the center fielder, 1-4-3 on the night. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the fifth. Singled in the third. Pitch delivered. Fouled off again. Count is still 0-2. Park now reaching 7 games in a row with that single in the third inning. Keeping his streak rolling is Park. 0-2. Check swing. He goes around on it, but it's fouled off down the first base side. Keep the count at 0-2, and we'll do it again. Jordan Sprinkle, the second baseman, awaiting on deck. Bonzagni on the mound, eating innings for the Wood Ducks. 0-2 pitch. Up and inside, taken all the way is Eddie Park. Count will move to 1-2. So 2 innings of work from C.J. Widger before Paul Bonzagni takes over on the mound. 1-2, here's the righty's pitch. Grounded sharply to second. Villarreal to his left makes the snag. To first he goes for the out. Eddie Park is sat down on a 4-3 ground out. 2 outs now. And due up is the second baseman, Jordan Sprinkle. Bobby. Jordan Springle, fourth round pick in 2022 by the White Sox out of UC Santa Barbara. Returning to the Ballers lineup tonight after about 2 months away with a wrist injury. Back in the lineup tonight, facing off against Bonzagni here in the eighth. First pitch on the way from the Ronnie, fastball inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Springle tonight, 1-for-3, singled in the third inning against the starter in Aiden Curry. 0-1 from the righty is low and outside. Check swing. Did he go? No, says infield umpire Travis Roberson. Count evens at 1-1 on a Jordan Springle. Ryan Galania waiting on deck. 1-1 count. Bottom eight. Ballers trail by five. Pitch delivered. Broken bat. A grounder towards short. Going to be a tough play for Cueva. He will field and have no throw. It's an infield. A broken bat single for Jordan Springle. So a two-out base runner for Kannapolis. Springle down with a multi-hit game and his return back. So two singles on his night. One on and two out for Ryan Galania. So Ryan Galani will stand in with a runner on and two outs. 42 broken bats now in the season. Runner on first is Jordan Springle. Galani already having a single in his first at-bat of the night. Former Wofford Terrier in the SoCon. Pitch delivered low and outside. Blocked by the catcher, Mulder. 1-0 is your count. 1-0 count, two outs. Galani stands in. A single, a fly out, and a ground out on his night. Slightly open stance. Bent at the knees is Ryan Galani. Bonzagni's pitch. Low and outside. A 2-0 now. Trying a fastball low and outside, but to no avail. Wood Ducks changed up the mojo. They put the camo tops on tonight. They wore the green ones last night, and I guess they lost, so changing the mojo with the camo tops, and it's worked well for him. 2-0 fastball just a bit inside. 3-0. Close call. But Ryan Galani will now have a 3-0 count. Excuse me, 2-1, they're going to say. Close call there. 2-1. Bonzagni sets glove at the waist. Runner at first is Springle. Pitch delivered. Galani takes it in there for a called strike even at 2-2. Ryan Galani now with an even count, working against the righty and Paul Bonzagni. Chris Lanzilli awaiting on deck, 2-1 count, two outs, here's the pitch. Weakly tapped foul by Galani, got just a piece of it. Count is still 2-2 on Ryan Galani. Lanzilli awaiting. Springle has some ability to swipe bags. He is at first base and can swipe if needed. He is 14-for-17 on the season in stolen base attempts. 3-2 count, two outs. Bottom eight, Ballers trail by five. Here's the righty's pitch, runner going. Oh, and outside for ball four, and Ryan Galani gets on base now with a two-out free pass after a single for Springle. So a single and now a walk of Galani. It's in two on and two out for Chris Lanzilli. Well, this is right about up the alley of Chris Lanzilli, who has come in clutch. Two on and two out, bottom eight. Ballers trail by five. Lanzilli with one swing of the bat here could make it a little more bearable of a game. First pitch in there called strike, 0-1 on the left fielder Lanzilli. One swing of the bat would make it 8-6. Lanzilli has been capable of it, hitting his fair share of home runs in his last 10 games. Bonzagni sets with a look at second, 0-1. In the dirt blocked by the catcher, Mulder. Runners will stay put. It's even at 1-1. Bonzagni, the righty on the mound. His first four appearances of the season in 2023 with the Southern Illinois Salukis were a starter, but they moved to the bullpen. 13 games in conference play. He was 3-2. With two saves and a 4.65 ERA, second in the Missouri Valley Conference in wins with eight. Lanzilli ropes the 1-1 into center. Gutierrez, though, comes in and makes the snag for the out. It's a F8 in the book for the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. Good contact, but hit right to Gutierrez, who makes the grab for the out. 8-3, Wood Ducks lead. Top of the ninth we go. Ballers have some work to do. We're going to hold on here and keep it a five-run game before sending it into the bottom of the ninth inning. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling for the second time this week. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Kannapolis. Well, the Ballers will turn it over to a new lefty on the mound. It is Oriel Castro, 6-foot, 175-pound, 22-year-old. The lefty takes over here in the ninth inning just to get the Ballers through it. Pitches outside to Daniel Cueva. 1-0 is your count. Castro, 22 years of age, from Agua Dulce, Panama. Spent last year in the Complex League, free agent signee in 2018 by the White Sox. 1-0 to second. Sprinkle backhands. Wild throw past the first base bag, and it's a E4 at the second base bag for Sprinkle. Just an errant throw. And Daniel Cueva is on base now to start the ninth inning off. Was a one on and nobody out. And due up is Glaner Figueroa. Sprinkle just seemed to get a little too much air under that throw, and Daniel Cueva is on base for now the third time tonight, this time on an E4. Figueroa steps in. Castro's first pitch is low, a 1-0 count on Figueroa. Castro 0-2 on the season, entering with a 7.53 ERA. He had a really rough go of it last time out against the Charleston River Dogs as the 1-0 tapped foul by Figueroa, making it a 1-1 count. He walked 3 1/3 of an inning, giving up 2 runs and 1 hit. 1-1 count in this top of the ninth inning. Ballers trail by 5. And Cueva at first on a throwing error by the second baseman in Jordan Sprinkle. Pitch from Castro. This one's low and outside. A 2-1 count on a Glaner Figueroa. One of only a few Wood Ducks who doesn't have a multi-hit game. Figueroa 1-for-4 with a double in the fourth inning. Anthony Gutierrez, center fielder, awaits. 2-1, Castro's pitch. This one's lined past the shortstop. Gonzalez in a left for a base hit. And the good times keep on rolling for the Down East Wood Ducks. A multi-hit game for Glaner Figueroa. He is at first base. To second goes Cueva. And now it's 2-1 for the Wood Ducks and nobody out. Anthony Gutierrez will dig in. 16 hits for Down East. 13 singles. That is a lot of singles on the board for Down East. Anthony Gutierrez will step in, the center fielder. He has 2 of those 13 singles in the 4th and 6th inning. He also scored a run in the 6th inning with 2 stolen bases. 5 different Down East Wood Ducks in the multi-hit game. Pitch is hacked and a miss, 0-1 on Gutierrez. five different Wood Ducks with multi-hit games, including two of three-hit performances from Moeller and Quincy Scott. 0-1 from Castro. Line sharply down in the right field. Terrace hooking. Foul. Almost a souvenir for a fan out there. It is an 0-2 count on Anthony Gutierrez. O-2 count, nobody out. Castro trying to just get through the inning here. But the Wood Ducks have put two on and nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. Castro takes a peek. Here's the pitch. Lined up the middle. That'll get in the center for a base hit and more. Rounding third and at home is Cueva. Figueroa's going to turn ahead to third. Throw comes in a second. Now they got a pickle. Gutierrez stuck between second and first. Galani at first will flip to Gonzalez. Gonzalez will field after him. Now they're going to throw home. Rigger breaks for third. He's safe. Figueroa is at the plate. And a second goes Anthony Gutierrez. He is dancing and vibing out there at the second base bag. So the Wood Ducks put another run on the board. It is a RBI base hit for Anthony Gutierrez. And then a pickle allows a Figueroa to score from first on the play. Wood Ducks score two more. Gutierrez is at second with nobody out. And Tommy Specht is due up. So the Wood Ducks continuing the fun here. 10-3 your score. Things have gotten out of hand. Pitch is inside on the corner for a called strike to Tommy Specht. It's an 0-1 count on the Wood Ducks left fielder. So again, Cueva and Figueroa both score. Canapolis down at 10-3. Pitch on the way. Tapped foul by Tommy Specht. Got a piece of it. It's 0-2. 10-3 your score. Ballers trailing. They're being out hit 17-7. We're in the top of the ninth inning, nobody out. Down East continuing to bat against the Cannonballers. Oriel Castro on the mound. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball is outside. 1-2 on Tommy Specht. Castro just the fourth arm used by the Ballers tonight. After one solid inning from Talavera, he did allow four runs. Now two runs for Castro, and he hasn't even gotten out. Pitch on the way from the lefty, breaking ball low and outside, 2-2. Your even count on Tommy Specht. Specht is 1-for-4, doubled in the eighth inning and scored on an error on the throw from Jacob Gonzalez. 2-2 count, nobody out. Castro stands on the mound, here is the 2-2. Low and outside, count runs full. And Oriel Castro having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone here in this ninth inning. On deck awaiting is the catcher in Ian Moeller. Pitch on the way from the lefty. Outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Oriel Castro has his first strikeout of the night. One down now, and two up is the catcher in Ian Moeller. So Gutierrez will stay put at second. And due up is Moeller, the catcher, who is one of two Wood Ducks with a three-hit night, 3-for-4, with an RBI and two runs scored. One down in the frame, runner on second, one down. Here's the pitch from Castro. This one is lined as short. Gonzalez makes the snag, nobody at second to throw. They're going to call it a 6-3 ground out, as they're going to say it did a ground on the field just before Gonzalez made the snag. So a 6-3 ground out for Moeller. Two outs now, and due up is Quincy Scott, the right fielder. So a little line drive right to Gonzalez, and he makes the snag, but they're going to say it did bounce. So it's two outs. Quincy Scott digs in. He himself has a three-hit night. Three of the 17 hits for the Wood Ducks. Pitches in the dirt and low and inside. Calvin Harris can't find the ball. He has active feet, finds it quickly, and Gutierrez stays at second with a now 1-0 count. Quincy Scott struck out his first time up against the starting arm in Aldrin Batista. And then since then, against Batista, Butel, and Talavera tallied a single against each of the three Ballers pitchers. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball upstairs. 1-1 on Quincy Scott. So So Kannapolis thought they had a close ball game tonight. It was 4-3 entering the eighth inning, and then six unanswered runs from the Wood Ducks. Pitch on the way. Tapped foul by Quincy Scott. Now a 1-2 count on the Wood Ducks right fielder. Technically, it is nine unanswered runs as the Baldurs were up 3-1 after three innings. And the Wood Ducks, two in the fifth, one in the sixth, four in the eighth, and now two and counting in the ninth inning. Castro has not walked a batter yet. He's got a 1-2 count on Quincy Scott. Takes a peek at second. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. Make it a 2-1 count, I should say, on Quincy Scott. A 1-2 count. 1-2 count on Quincy Scott, home plate umpire, and Rafael Veneta signaling up the correct count. Here is the 1-2. So we're going to weak tapper back to the mound. Castro can't field cleanly. He'll have to hurry. Underhands to first. Did he get the out? Yes, he did. A 1-3 ground out for Quincy Scott. And that's the third out of the top of the ninth inning. Well, Baldurs with a lot of work to do. They trail by 7. 17-7 are the hits total. And Down East leading over the Baldurs in both runs and hits. The Baldurs with work to do. Rome wasn't built today. We'll see if the Baldurs can chip away at the lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. McCarthy, Gonzalez, and Camilletti do up when we come back on the Baldurs Baseball Network live from Kannapolis on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan McCarthy, Juan Gonzalez, and Mario Camilletti do up. Bottom of the ninth inning, Ballers trail by 7. First pitch, ooh, close foul ball. Almost coming back into the press box here for McCarthy. An 0-1 count on the Ballers right fielder. Bottom nine, Ballers trail by 7. They are being out hit by a total of 17-7. And what's been a wild night for Down East offense. 0-1 waved and a missed, 0-2 on Ryan McCarthy. 17 hits on the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. And the even wilder number, well, they haven't gotten a lot of anything other than singles. 0-2, swing and a miss. Bonzagni picks up a strikeout, his second of the night. McCarthy down on strikes, 1-4-4 on the night. His night will more than likely come to a close as Juan Gonzalez will stand in now. One out and nobody on base. Juan Gonzalez, the DH. 0-4-2 tonight. He walked his first time up in that third inning. Ended up scoring in that frame as well. Bonzagni's first pitch, a fastball in the upper part of the zone for a called strike, 0-1 on a Juan Gonzalez. Well, the Wood Ducks will even the series up more than likely as we can only hope the Ballers can come back, but 10-3 is quite a lofty goal. Pitch outside, a 1-1 count. Game two of the six-game set tonight. Game three tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch. Thursday, and it is 80s night. Pitches up and away, a 2-1 count. Gonzalez with a open stance. Bonzagni on the mound. Here's the 2-1. This one's lifted high and deep. Left field hit well. Backtracking Specht. He looks up. Warning track wall. That ball is out of here. Juan Gonzalez with a solo shot at the bottom of the ninth inning. And it's a mere consolation prize for the time being. Still a lot of work to do, but we got to start somewhere. Juan Gonzalez with a solo homer. And he has his first hit of the night. It's a solo blast into the left field berm. A one out of a homer. It gives the Ballers now a 10-4 lead to trail behind. So 10-4, hits are now 17-8, and Mario Camilleri will stand in. So Camilleri stands in as the third baseman against Bonzagni. First pitch, this one is fouled off the protective netting. Count is 0-1 on Mario Camilleri. I think my pitch clock operator over there, Andrew Joseph, almost made that snag if that was going to be over the protective netting here at the ballpark. 0-1. This one is on the outside corner. 0-2 on Camilleri. There is now an arm getting loose in the bullpen for down east, Alberto Mota. Should Bonzagni be able to get out of this inning? 0-2 is up and inside. A 1-2 count on a Camilleri. Jacob Gonzalez, shortstop, awaits on deck. He is 0-4. One down, a 1-2 count. Bonzagni from the line. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He gets a piece of it. Does Camilleri. Stays alive. It's a 1-2 count. 1-2 count. One down. Bottom nine. Wood Ducks lead 10-4. On their way to evening up the Stevens series. 1-2. This one's lined in the right. That'll get through for a base hit. Mario Camilleri says, we're not done yet. It's a one-out single in the right for a base hit. Now one on and one down, and due up is the shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. So Jacob Gonzalez will get an opportunity to break through for his first hit. Camilleri at first base with a decent lead. Bonzagni's first pitch. Fastball is inside. A 1-0 count on the shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez mainly a push hitter. The left fielder and Speck playing a little deep. 1-0. Just a bit low. A good eye from Gonzalez. 2-0. Calvin Harris awaiting on deck, the catcher. 2-0 count on Gonzalez, 0-4. He's reached base once tonight via an error by the second baseman in Villarroel. Bonzagni with a 2-0 pitch. Grounded to first. Going to be a tough play for Bannister. Has to underhand to the covering. Bonzagni at first for the out. It is a 3-1 putout of Jacob Gonzalez for the second out, but it moves Camilleri up to second base. So we're not done quite yet. Calvin Harris will stand in with two outs and a runner on second base. Calvin Harris, the catcher, has reached base twice today with a fielder's choice, permitting him on base in the first and a walk in the fifth inning. We're going to keep his hitting streak alive. First pitch up and inside, almost hits Harris in the chin. 1-0 is your count. Calvin Harris, 0-3 with a free pass. Struck out last time up against Bonzagni. Second time facing him on the evening. Camilleri's at second with a good lead. 1-0 pitch on the way from the righty. Harris will muscle this one foul. It'll be a 1-1 count. Got just enough of a piece of it to stay alive. Harris with a unique approach. Something that I haven't seen a lot of. I respect it. Hits the absolute mess out of the ball. He keeps the hands very low at the plate, almost at his chest. And keeps the bat close. 1-1. Check swing. Did Harris go around on it? No, says infield umpire Travis Roberson. And nice check swing as Calvin Harris will get a 2-1 count. Keeps the hands really close to the left pectoral muscle and kind of flies the bat over his left shoulder and then just kind of drives through using that, some of that country boy strength. 2-1 from the righty. Fastball up and away. Now 3-1. Harris is a ball away from reaching base for the third different time tonight. Eddie Park, center fielder, awaits on deck. Bottom of the ninth inning, Ballers trail by six. There's a runner on and two outs. 3-1 to Harris. This one's lifted down the line and left, hooking foul. It'll end up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. That ball was muscled down the line by Harris. Full count. Ballers down to their final strike in this bottom of the ninth inning. Wood Ducks looking to hold on and pick up a victory to even the series here in Kannapolis. Camilletti with a solid lead. More than likely will be taken off for third on the pitch. 3-2 from Bonzagni. Grounded up the middle, played by the shortstop Cueva to his left. To first, he goes for the out, and that is all she wrote. Final score tonight, Down East takes game two of this six-game set. It's a 10-4 victory. They explode for nine unanswered runs after the Ballers go up at 3-1 after three innings of work. The Wood Ducks just come out swinging on all cylinders and score nine unanswered runs against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That'll send us into the postgame show tonight. We'll recap it all for you in a pretty lopsided game after the halfway point in tonight's matchup. Ballers fall tonight, 10-4 your final. We'll have it all for you on the postgame show in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Kannapolis. Final tonight, Down East takes it 10-4.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers fall tonight in game two of the six-game set with the Down East Wood Ducks. Final score, the Wood Ducks take it 10-4. They outhit Kannapolis 17-9 in a very lopsided game after the halfway point. Kannapolis had the early advantage. They picked up three runs in the third inning, and everything looked to be going the Ballers' way. And then from the fifth inning on, Down East just takes over nine unanswered runs against the last inning of Aldrin Batista. And then a solid night's work for Down East offense against the bullpen of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 17-9. Down East picks up a barrage of hits tonight. Three of those 17 hits were not singles. 14 singles on the night for the Wood Ducks. They get on base and get on base quite a bit. Nine hits for the Ballers, four RBI. They walk five times against the Wood Ducks. Kai Noah Winyard gets the win, 1-2 with a 1.57 ERA. Ben Butel picks up his second loss of the season, and now 3-2 with a 2.50 ERA. As for the sides tonight, Mario Camilletti, a multi-hit game, 2-for-3 with a run scored and two walks on his night. Jordan Sprinkle in his return to a Ballers uniform, 2-for-4. Other than that, a pretty quiet night. Single hits for Eddie Park, Galani, Lanzilli, McCarthy, and Gonzalez. RBIs from Calvin Harris, 0 for 4 with a run driven in, and Eddie Park, 1 for 4 with a run scored. Juan Gonzalez with a home run in the ninth inning. It's his second of the season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That does add a run in the bottom of the ninth inning. But Ballers a little too late against the Wood Ducks tonight. Aldrin Batista in his single-A debut tonight. Solid stuff. Five innings, three runs on seven hits, no walks, and six strikeouts for the righty making a single-A debut. Ben Butel gets the loss. One run on four hits in two innings with no walks and two punchouts. Talavera, one inning, four runs on four hits, no walks and no strikeouts. And then Oriel Castro has another rough outing, his second in a row. Two runs, one earned on two hits in one inning with no walks and one strikeout. 17 hits allowed by the Ballers staff. They don't draw any walks against the Wood Ducks. Don't walk at all tonight. They just get on base in a hurry, and they get often on base. As you look at the numbers for the Wood Ducks tonight, they had only one guy go hitless, and it was Zion Bannister, their nine-hole batter. And then they only had two guys with single-hit nights. Villarroel with a 1-for-5 night with two RBI, and then a 1-for-5 night for their left fielder, Tommy Specht, with a double. But then everything else, a 2-for-5 night with three runs driven in for Connor Pioto in the leadoff spot. 1-for-5 with two runs batted in for Villarroel. 2-for-4 night with a run driven in for Donier Cueva. 2-for-5 for Glaner Figueroa with a run scored. 3-for-5 with a run batted in for Anthony Gutierrez. 3-for-5 with a run batted in for Ian Moeller. And then Quincy Scott, 3-for-5 with three singles and a run scored in tonight's game. They used four arms tonight. Aiden Curry, 2 2/3. Three runs on four hits, two walks, and no strikeouts. Kainoa Winyard gets the win. 2 1/3, a shutout innings with two walks and a strikeout. CJ Widger gets a hold. Two innings, no runs on two hits, a walk, no walks, and one strikeout. And then coming out of the bullpen, Paul Bonzagni, two innings, one run on three hits. It was that home run from Gonzalez with a walk and two strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours, 39 minutes, over 2,000 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for tonight's matchup here in Kannapolis. Well, we'll do it all over again tomorrow. Game three of this six-game set. It's a battle of the Southpaws here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be Shane Murphy getting the start. 4-4 at 3.15 ERA for Kannapolis against Thomas Ireland, the lefty for the Down East Wood Ducks, making his first start for Down East on the season. Thomas Ireland, the 13th round pick in 2021 out of Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, is getting the start tomorrow for Down East. 7 o'clock first pitch, 80s night, Thirsty Thursday. What more reasons do you need to come out and join us at Atrium Health Ballpark tomorrow night? If you can't come out to the ballpark tomorrow, be sure to tune in to the broadcast. Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. For everyone here in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in as always, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers fall tonight in game two of this six-game stretch, 10-4. The Wood Ducks on top, 10-4 at the end of tonight's game. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, first pitch. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Drive safe if you're here at the ballpark, and have a great one, everyone.